I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State Senator Randy Baumgartner is the second lawmaker to face calls to resign amid allegations of sexual harassment. Now a second woman has come forward to file a new complaint. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Megan Creedon filed her complaint on Monday. She alleges that the Republican from Hot Sulphur Springs made an inappropriate sexual comment to her in 2016 at the Capitol, and on a separate occasion, pressured her to drink with him in his office. Creedon was then serving as an intern for a different lawmaker. She says she decided to file a complaint because Senate leaders have waited too long to say whether they will punish Baumgartner after a complaint from another woman was found credible.
I guess I couldn't feel comfortable with another person going through something even worse and nothing happening. I think someone needs to be the one to kind of send the message that says that this behavior isn't okay, and I don't know that's happened yet.
Baumgartner didn't want to comment on the allegations, but has previously said he's done nothing wrong. Senate leaders have had the results of the first investigation for about 2 weeks that said it's more likely than not Baumgartner slapped and grabbed an aide's buttocks. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says he hopes a decision on potential consequences will come by the end of this week. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A CDOT worker hit by a vehicle while fixing potholes in Pagosa Springs has died. Nolan Olson was hit on Highway 160 and died Sunday at a hospital in Denver. This is 91.5 KRCC News.